Good morning. I'm Jenny Davis. I'm from Energy Australia. I've been invited to talk to you today after Energy Australia won the 2007 Best Performing Company Award in Australia and New Zealand in the Corporate Responsibility Index. So I want to talk to you about how we have travelled the journey of integrating corporate responsibility into our management system and a little bit of thoughts for the future. Chloe's talked about climate change, which you'd think I would be talking about, but perhaps not. Energy Australia, today my presentation will just cover some features of Energy Australia. My key message for today is probably that it takes many years of hard work to become an overnight success. There's no single initiative or group of people in Energy Australia that achieved the Best Performing Award. It's a recognition of all of our staff and our culture, and that's principally what I want to focus on, how we've used corporate responsibility to strengthen our message to our staff and particularly to prospective staff, people who may want to work with us. I think particularly in today's environment, we need to focus on the responsibility part. Management is about secure employment. You deliver secure employment by providing a place that people are proud to work at. As we move forward in the next couple of years, management, managers in particular, all of us are managers, a great deal more will be expected of us and our responsibility across all aspects, all consequences of the decisions that we make. And the Corporate Responsibility Index and the framework is a tool to help us train our staff to do just that. Looking first at Energy Australia, where we provide electricity, it's an essential service, it's part of the fabric of life. So we have a very, very strong service culture. The reform of essential services has been associated with regulations that reinforce that culture. What does duty of care mean for when you're providing electricity? It means focus on more than one objective all the time. Energy Australia has worked with our association, the ESAA is the Energy Supply Association of Australia, over more than 10 years on open and transparent standards and principles for our industry to follow. Started with the Environmental Code of Practice probably about 10 years ago, updated to the Sustainability Code of Practice, and the ESAA is now working on a sustainability practice framework for our industry. We work in a very open and transparent manner. So a tool like the Corporate Responsibility Index is well known to us as to how to use that tool and internalise it. It's also important to note that as an electricity supply company in our Enabling Act actually points management to more than one objective other than adding shareholder value. Our highest priority is safety. Our objective is to deliver safe and reliable electricity. So we're pointed outside of ourselves and outside our shareholder interests to other interests. We also have an objective for energy conservation. That's been there for our 100 years of our life. It's high focus at the moment, but it's always been there. And we also actually have a social and regional development objective. So when you join Energy Australia, you join a culture that's built on that framework, or in fact any other electricity company in Australia. So when in 2003, when St James Ethics Centre invited us to be a starting member of the Corporate Responsibility Index, what did we consider? We thought about what was changing in our business and how could this help our business. In particular, we were looking at a growing capital program, and I was really pleased to hear what Chloe said about if we want to change to a cool, dry economy, we have to change the infrastructure. We have to improve the reliability of our electricity system, make it a smart network, add the smart so that customers can actually reduce their energy consumption. That's a really important part of what we're doing. So we're facing a big infrastructure boom. So is the rest of Australia, and we're challenged in terms of attracting skilled staff to our organisation, particularly engineers. We also had new business challenges in our retail business. It was increasingly competitive, things that we weren't traditionally good at, so we had to attract people who we hadn't attracted at other times in our history. So our motivation for adopting the Corporate Responsibility Index was to talk to new and prospective staff, to tell people what we're about, how we go about business, and strengthen our culture. It also is to talk to business partners. As Amina said, no company delivers its functions anymore. Lots of business partners deliver jobs on our behalf. The tree trimmers in the street, the cable layers in the street, unemployed by Energy Australia, but they're essential to our reputation. So we have to talk to those companies and explain our culture, our standards and our aspirations. And while we can do that in a contract sense, the Corporate Responsibility Index and that framework allows us to do it in a transparent sense and just send the message. Once we've decided to adopt the Corporate Responsibility Index as a benchmarking tool, we made a key decision not to separately resource that decision. So there is no sustainability report from Energy Australia. There's no officer with that responsibility in Energy Australia. There's no separate accountability or business sort of section that comes up with smart ideas. We made that decision because we had faith that our system would deliver the outcomes and the improvements, and that we would benchmark well and be able to improve without separately resourcing it. We also had a lot of experience in environmental management improvements over a long time, changing how we work on the ground, to have that confidence. And we wanted our staff to come up with the ideas. There's lots and lots of examples of those very good ideas. It was nearly 8 years ago that Energy Australia changed the composition of our fleet of cars, for example, and bought the first dozen hybrid electric vehicles. It's really interesting that those first dozen had very low mileage. They weren't particularly popular cars, but now our managing director drives a hybrid car. We were the first company in 2003, and this is well before the Corporate Responsibility Framework, to promote energy efficient light bulbs. The people who came up with that idea were the people who had responsibility for what we call demand management, but it's looking at electricity consumption from the customer's point of view. In the first giveaway program, the 600,000 light bulbs that we gave away was at that time 3 times the average Australian consumption of energy efficient light bulbs. It was a huge import exercise. But we're really proud that the market's changed. When you stand at Woolies now, always Woolies, the rack is all full of energy efficient light bulbs. There's only, it's now the standard. People in your business come up with the ideas when it's their responsibility, when it's their business function. The way we have used the tools, we use a balanced scorecard method like most companies. It is one of our number one priorities. It's on the scorecard, but it's devolved to every officer. We use it absolutely as rating, benchmarking, drive forward and communicating, but we didn't separately resource it. And as a result, after 4 years, we did achieve the best performing award, and we're very, very proud of that. What also happened in the last couple of years is the focus in the society has turned to climate change, and particularly to energy conservation. We had to increase our focus and really achieve better cut-through on our messages about energy efficiency. We honestly believe the best carbon abatement, the best approach to this issue, is carbon that's not emitted in the first place. And whether that's changing the generation stock, whether that's changing the way you consume it, every part of the change has to be considered. Energy efficiency has become front and centre in our brown position, but it's because it's what we know about and what we believe in. So it didn't so much become a sustainability strategy item. It was always there. It is now front and centre. It's the same set of actions from inside our organisation and the same engagement with our customers, perhaps a little bit more active. We've also been driving through on our capital plan, and every calendar day of the year this year we'll deliver more than $3 million worth of infrastructure. That's an increase of 3 times what we were doing 4 years ago. And what that means is that 42% of our staff have worked for us for less than 5 years. That's probably quite common in other companies, but in our company that's startling. Our major projects take 10 years to deliver. Our regulatory cycle is 5 years long. So having a high proportion of new staff is a challenge. It's exciting because they're definitely younger and smarter than most of us. But it's a big challenge to our culture, and it's a big challenge to embed that duty of care commitment into staff who have not worked through or are not encountering as many older heads in their day-to-day working life. So when we look to the future and we look to our use of the Corporate Responsibility Index and the Responsibility Framework, that's our key issue. If we've committed to a responsible framework for delivering across social, environmental and economic outcomes, how do we make sure that our staff, the managers that we're developing for the future, have a similar approach to responsibility? And the index, again, and the sustainability practice framework that we're developing with the ESAA is a really, really important tool for our managers. And like most management systems, good performance drives good performance. Pride in your company and confidence that we can come up with ideas means that we come up with ideas and we continue to perform well. We have, though, had to have a look at our resourcing. Do we need to give new management positions? We've looked again at whether, for example, we might produce a sustainability report to get a bit of cut through, a little bit quicker delivery of some initiatives, and an easier point of reference for staff. But at the moment, we think that our integrated approach is the right one and that we'll persevere with it. Clearly, the managing director and every senior executive has to focus a little bit more on sustainability messages to staff. But we think our approach is right, and we think that we'll continue to improve. But importantly, I just want to go back to my first message, that the role of managers to lead at the moment is increasingly under pressure, and to be responsible for all aspects of their decision making. I think that the best leadership comes from managers who retain responsibility for all aspects. So by leaving our system the way it is, by leaving the responsibility for sustainable initiatives and outcomes At every level in the organisation, we're developing managers who have a responsible approach to their organisation and to their community. So I think that will continue to improve, and thank you very much for the opportunity.